De Yorkse zangeres Rachel Croft probeert Nederland te veroveren. Deze maand speelt de Engelse singer-songwriter op cultuurpodia, festivals en in het theater. In Markant Uden geeft ze vanavond een concert na de cabaretvoorstelling van Henry van Loon. Rachel Croft maakt doordachte nummers met Keltische melodieën. Haar debuutalbum Hours Awake verscheen in februari van dit jaar. Hierop staan nummers die Rachel Croft in de afgelopen 5 jaar schreef. Good morning, Rachel. Thank you for being on my show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Why did it took you 5 years before your debut album popped up?
Well, I suppose it took me quite a long time to write enough songs and to feel like I was ready to share them, because you go through phases of liking your own music and maybe not liking it. And it took a little while. So, I mean, really, it took 4 years to decide, but it then took a year to actually record the thing, because I did it alongside working as a full-time musician and funding it with crowding. So,
it is not so that you had to take the time before all your relationships were broken.
Oh, no. Well, probably that helps. but lots of the earlier songs were more abstract in subject matter. So I didn't really, it's not quite attached directly to personal events like that.
I read that a lot of songs are about broken relationships. Are you so disappointed by love?
No, not really disappointed, but I think you write about what you know. And I just happen to have had some crummy boyfriends.
I always blame the boys.
Oh no, no. Well, if you check out my lyrics, lots of it is about just talking about the breakup, not saying that he's done anything wrong or they have done anything wrong. It's more expressing my remorse, maybe.
Mm. Are there more inspirations for your music than not lucked love?
More recently, I've been writing about maybe past times with people, because I lost a relative at the beginning of the year, and it made me think about all the times I spent with her. And so I've been writing a little bit more about that. And also, I do find Celtic music quite inspiring, and I like to create that sort of ethereal vibe anyway. So it can be more about a general vibe of the song rather than a specific story that I'm telling. I can sometimes blend stories of mine and others together if it's something that's on my mind at the time. So sometimes the songs aren't even necessarily about experiences that I've had. Wherever I can get the inspiration, really, I'll take it, because I don't write huge amounts of songs.
Why do you want to conquer the Netherlands with your songs?
Well, it's not so much conquer. I'm very grateful to be here. My tour manager, Dawa, from Real Cool Management, had approached me when I was in the UK and arranged a tour. So it's I just feel happy to be here, really. It's not something that I particularly targeted to be abroad, but I'm very happy to be here.
Because I think, isn't there still a lot of audience to win in Britain also?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not done with finding audiences in the UK, but you take opportunities that are given to you, and this has been a really nice opportunity. I've got to play at some really fun places, and the audiences here are so polite and so welcoming. I feel very grateful to be here.
You did a gig in Geldermalsen last night. How was that?
Yes. Honestly, it was so lovely. I had the best time. Everybody was so attentive. And even, I was playing a few new songs and trying them out. But I felt very, very welcome. And the venue was so lovely. It was a very late night, though. I got in at 2 a.m.
So, okay. Now, thank you for being awake then now for this interview.
Hey, no worries. It's I'm still in my pajamas, but that's okay.
It is radio. We don't see that, so that's
exactly,
no problem.
Exactly. I thought, that's okay. I don't have to put my makeup on.
Tonight, you have to perform after a comedian. Do you think you can reach out to them with your moody songs?
Well, I don't just do moody songs, so hopefully I can put something a bit lighter in there. I'll probably select my more upbeat songs for this evening. I'll try my best. But if nothing more, I hope I make nice ambience for people.
Okay, so we don't have to be scared that we leave the theater depressed after your concert.
No, my songs aren't that depressing.
When is the gig of tonight a success?
Pardon?
When is your gig of tonight a success?
Tonight I'm playing at... excuse me a second.
Markant Uden.
I believe 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm playing at 9:30 for 1 hour. And don't worry, I'll make sure I play my more positive songs. How about that?
Thank you for being on my show.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. And you have a nice day.
Thank you. Rachel Croft is vanavond vanaf 9:30 te zien in de foyer van Markant Uden. Ze verzorgt een optreden van een uur. Dit optreden mag je ook komen kijken als je niet naar de voorstelling Onze Henry van Henry van Loon gaat. En om een beetje in de stemming te komen voor Rachel Croft, hier is Hot Rain.
Jigsaw pieces in the box set on its own. Binds us all together is the picture we all show. Jumbled up together in the dark we cannot see. Who we truly are or who we're meant to be. Heartbreak comes again.
Hoor jezelf.